All right, back to it. Joe Biden's approval numbers, the lowest they have been since July of 2022. He's at the lowest approval rating he's been at since July of 2022 at about 38%. I want to go back to Greg in Chicago. Greg, I just want to get your reflection. How long have you lived in Chicago?
I'm 62, so all my life.
Your whole life. What have you seen? What Chicago for 62 years has been run by Democrats. Mayor Daley, the state legislature has become more and more Democrat. I think the last Republican that they voted for president was Ronald Reagan in 1988, the state of Illinois. How is Chicago doing? What have you seen?
The last politician that I saw that was coming since the middle of the road was Harold Washington. They murdered him. And so the one what I wanted to say about the when I discovered that the World Wide Web was turned over to the United Nations in 2016, that was a head turner for me. The corporations who shut down and fund Antifa and Black Lives Matter, I understand who they are, the Davos Group.
Yeah, it is the Davos Group. And you don't understand how people are allowing Davos to try to run things. I think a lot of those folks are running things, Greg. I mean, look around Chicago. I go to Chicago from time to time. It used to be a great place to go to more often. I'm not going to Wrigley Field today.
My best vice president pick is Hagerman of Wyoming. That's the last nail that's put into the Cheney group. Hagerman, she's down. She's a fighter. You can't underestimate her. She sits in the back, but she'll need some billionaire backers to make sure that that she don't be attacked and put down.
All right.
And put out.
A vote for Harriet. So, Greg, I really appreciate you calling from Chicago. I do. Thank you so much for being part of Free for All Friday and staying with us. Harriet Hagerman. All right. I don't think she's going to win the horse race, but I understand why he picks her, right? Let's move along now. We're going to David is in Texas today on Free for All Friday. David, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I just have to say that Bernie Sanders is a declared socialist. How is it possible that he can raise his hand and swear an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America?
That's a good question. Where we are guaranteed a Republican form of government. I haven't any idea how Bernie Sanders... Well, I mean, let's be honest. Bernie Sanders is a true believer, and so therefore I find it hard to understand your question. I have no good answer for you. What else you got?
Yeah, and one other thing, the Federal Reserve, they're not broke, as in the saying of that they don't have any money. They just print more money. They're broken in the sense of that it shouldn't exist.
Yeah, they should not exist. That part is true. They came around in 1913.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you for checking in. We're going to the Tar Heel State. Paul is in North Carolina today. Paul, how are you? What's on your mind on this Free for All Friday?
Good morning, Steve. It's funny you mention Bernie being a true believer. This is a whole spiritual battle that we're in. A lot of people aren't seeing it that way. When I watch the State of the Union, as soon as Joe walked into the room, you're going to see these sinister smiles on all his cohorts, and you can feel the unholy spirit flying around the room. And
there was something flying around that room that night, Paul. I guarantee you that, because Joe was jacked up for sure, yelling at the whole country. It was not normal Joe. It was jacked up Joe. The next day, he was back to fumbling, mumbling, and bumbling. He couldn't figure out how to speak or where to stand, so that's the way that goes. Thanks for checking in, Paul. Appreciate it. Let's see. In Ohio, we find Eric today. Eric, how are you? Eric, are you there? Going once. Going twice. It's Free for All Friday. Oh, there he is. Eric, you just made it, son. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Steve. Enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I drive truck in the oil and gas industry in southeast Ohio, and you see a lot of illegals here working in this industry. This week I had to provide my Social Security card, a copy of my birth certificate, and fill out paperwork for Department of Homeland Security to prove that I was eligible to be employed.
Really?
Well, yes, while millions are flooding into this country.
Now, where are you in Ohio? Give me a city.
Cambridge, Ohio.
Cambridge. All right. So, and you say there are illegals in your neighborhood?
Yes. This entire southeastern part of the state.
And what are they doing for work there? I mean, honestly, a lot of folks show up from out of the country, and I don't have a problem with that. They come here, they work, they do yard work, they do different things, whatever. It's fine with me as long as they do it under a legal status. Go ahead.
They're working in the oil and gas industry, doing a lot of the nastier jobs that a lot of people don't really want, that don't pay as well
right.
as some of the others.
The dirty job. They're doing the dirty jobs, the real hard jobs, the stuff that gets dirt
exactly.
under your fingernail jobs. And I'm going to guess that if they're in the oil and gas industry, some, maybe many of them, are here with a work permit. You're saying some are not?
Some of them are. I worked on a site this week where some of them were complaining that it was going to cost $20,000 to get a visa for their wives and kids to come join them here.
That's how it works. If you're up in America making $50 an hour working in oil and gas, you know, getting your fingers dirty, well, whatever it pays, that's how it works. Eric, thank you for checking in. That's interesting. Cambridge, Ohio, full of people that don't speak English, I suppose is what he's saying. Sheila is in Idaho today. Sheila, how are you?
Hi, Steve.
How are you? What's on your mind?
Hello. Thank you. Steve, a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about. The State of the Union, excuse me, Biden, in 2 years I haven't seen this man talk so fast. Couldn't even understand him. I mean, he's so slow on a lot of things. On the State of the Union, this man was talking so fast. He was on something, I'm telling you.
Clearly on something. Yeah, he was flying, Sheila. What else you got?
Thank you. And Peter Navarro. Now, he's going to be sent to prison by J6 committee. What about Hunter Biden not showing up for his congressional
Well, exactly meeting? Right. And Steve Bannon's teetering as well. Steve Bannon could also find himself on the way to, for the same thing. Same thing, not showing
One
up.
One more thing I just want to say. It's not just Biden destroying the country. He couldn't destroy much of anything. This is the Democrat Party.
Sheila, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Greatly appreciate you stopping in. We've got, and she's exactly right. He was jacked up. It's this entire movement. I mean, when you see the entire Democrat Party voting one way, and it doesn't feel like it's the way that it should be, should tell you everything you need to know. The next person, I don't know how you say that. I'm going to go with Vital in Illinois. You get to round out this hour, or this segment, I should say. Vital, how are you? All right. We're gonna stop on that one. Vital, are you there?
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm afraid that they're going to try and steal the election again. And if they do, and they, you know, the Democrats, I believe we're going to have a civil war again.
Well, a lot of people are concerned about that. I'm going to leave it there for this moment. Look, I think that goes back to who made that comment? They're going to try to provoke. They're going to try to provoke something here, and I don't disagree with that idea. They try to provoke something and say, look, we told you those people are terrible, that they're white supremacists, and they're dangerous, and they're MAGA people, and they're dangerous. Provocation is out there. It's happening every day. Be good.
Home sweet home, right? You've spent a lot more time there in the last 3 years, and you may even work from home now. You check smoke detectors, furnace filters, and for carbon monoxide. Have you checked your radon levels? Radon is the leading cause of lung cancer behind smoking. Radon is an odorless radioactive gas present in all homes, and no family should be at risk when you can reduce your radon exposure. Test now, test regularly. Learn where to get a test kit at michigan.gov/radon. Sponsored by Eagle and MAB.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.